This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be this coming Friday, May the 21st, which will be a buy and sell night. AREG members are encouraged to bring down their items for sale. Visitors are most welcome to buy or sell. Entry is by gold coin donation. We will open the hall at 6:30 p.m. for sellers. AREG members' buyer entry is from 7 p.m. and non-members and general visitors from 7:45 p.m. Sellers should email vk5arg@areg.org.au to request a table. We do not charge for the tables. Members are advised that there won't be a formal AREG business meeting on the night. That will be held online on a date to be advised. The venue will be the usual AREG club rooms at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. This is a COVID-safe event. People are asked to observe social distancing, check in at the door and follow the directions of our COVID marshals. Further information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. We have been under the impression the shack site is to be sold and redeveloped, but the ladies who look after the hall are putting up a fight to keep the facility as a training and archival storage for the Girl Guides. They have a lot of equipment and historical artefacts stored in their shed on the site. AHARS members have had several work bees to clean out, repair and make this shed much more secure. We're now planning on starting our coffee and chat sessions at the shack on the second Saturday of the month. The first for 2021 will be June the 12th. We're planning another Back to the Shack breakfast on Saturday morning, the 29th of May, and the menu this time will be cornflakes and fruit, toast and jam, bacon and eggs, pancakes and tea and coffee. The price for this breakfast will be $5. Please send me an email booking your place at this event. philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstorr at adam.com.au. The AHAR shack is used for coffee and chat sessions, assessment and training, and for technical update sessions. We have several technical sessions planned, but we've not been able to put them on the 2021 calendar yet. We have some excellent STEM kits for basic training, built by Jim BK5TR, and we're planning on using these later this year. AHARS is planning on having a silent auction soon, and John, VK5EMI, is busy making up a list of the more valuable items that are stored in various members' QTHs and in the shack, most from deceased estate collections. At the next general meeting, Glenn, VK5GLM, will be showing us the equipment he saved from being thrown into a skip from radio station 3GI in Sale, Victoria. At the June general meeting, we have two visitors from Victoria, and their presentation is entitled Amateur Radio for Kids, Joe, VK3SRC, and Julie, VK3FOWL, can be contacted almost any afternoon on 7.105 MHz, and they like to have a chat. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the day before the breakfast, Friday the 28th of May. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278-6253 or via email at rslbwwd@bigpond.com. This makes the catering easier for them. Please keep your subs rolling in. If you do not have access to online banking, you can send us your payment to the AHARS Post Box, AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. The subs were $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members if paid before the end of March. There is now a late fee of $5 to be added to these figures. The latest AHAS calendar should be on the website soon. It is version 3 and can be accessed by clicking on the Upcoming Events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHAS calendar underscore 2021 and a version number. Click on this file and this is the calendar. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on your Sunday broadcast to find out what AHAS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstorer@adam.com.au. That's philstorer at adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. The Southeast Radio Group 2021 Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are getting ever closer. To be held on the Saturday and Sunday of the Queen's Birthday long weekend, the 12th and 13th of June, it will feature all of the usual attractions, including the presence of Strictly Ham, an electronics workshop by Julie, VK3FOWL, and Joe, VK3YSP for the youngsters, second-hand and trader tables, the homebrew competition, the Sunday night dinner, and, of course, a full weekend of fox hunting. Naturally, it will be run under COVID rules. This year, there will be no hot lunches during the day, although the committee may have breakfast. We will be selling cakes, slices, hot soup and other goodies and tea and coffee during the day. The venue will be the same as usual at the 1st Mount Gambier Scout Group Hall at 5 Margaret Street, next to the Mount Gambier Police Station. Admission will be the usual $5 per head, which will give access for the full 2 days. Trader tables are available for $10 per table. If you plan on coming along, we hope that you've booked your accommodation, as things are tight here on long weekends because of all the sporting and other events that will be taking place. A preliminary program is on the Surge website, which is at surge.org.au. That's serg.org.au, all lowercase. We have placed our request for nice weather, but it remains to be seen if we receive it, as it will be June after all. Here's hoping. Please consider attending our annual convention and the Fox Hunting Championships, as we would love to see you. We are very keen to give our new U-Butte Fox Hunt scoring software a good workout too. In the meantime, planning continues and our activity nights continue to be held in the club rooms on the first Friday of each month. At this stage, we are holding this month's business meeting at our Millicent venue, but the majority of them will still be conducted on air, as we have found that it allows more members to be involved because they do not have to venture out into the night and drive. We are trying to organise more face-to-face events of a social nature during the daytime to compensate, and at this point, barbecue-type events are looking good. We hope to hold one in conjunction with our friends from the Narra Court Club in the very near future, and also to hold a similar do with our Portland Victoria members in the not-too-distant future. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia's committee. Wison South Australia last weekend provided radio communications and communication logistics support for the AGL Rally of the Heartland around Burra and the Hallett regions of the far mid-north of South Australia. The weekend commenced with a social gathering at the Burra Hotel, where 16 members of Wison South Australian Volunteer Force gathered for a social evening meal get-together with a few glasses of lemonade and to tell a few jokes and tales regarding amateur radio prior to heading off to their accommodation facilities for the weekend. Whilst in South Australia positioned a repeater on top of Mount Dare, and this repeater provided radio communications across all the stages of the rally and back to the Rally Command Centre at Burra, which was manned by Arno VK5ZAR and Lewis VK5FOY, along with 20 of our fantastic skilled and dedicated Weiss South Australian volunteers in the field, who were providing communications at all the stages across the rally over the weekend, including the night stages. Quite a few of our volunteers attended the race meeting after party meal and drinks on the Sunday night, where Weiss and volunteers are invited to attend, along with the rally organisers, drivers, team supports and the Rally SA volunteers, which is provided free to all Weiss Australian volunteers and partners that attend the event. And at this event, the rally organisers and stage commanders for the rally stages stated to us how professional and skilled the Weiss and SA volunteers were, and that our volunteers are so professional, easy to work with, and were so willing to assist the stage commanders with any task that was required, and how good our radio communications were. So congratulations to our Weiss and SA volunteers on doing such a great job, a professional and fantastic job last weekend, and we couldn't have done it without you. Last weekend also, the True Grit Challenge was held at Tanunda, and Weiss and SA member, volunteer and former President Nick McLean, VK5ZAT, also with the call sign VK2KXN, flew over from Sydney and assisted radio communications and technical support for this event, as we were all tied up at the rally on the weekend. Nick reported that the organisers of the True Grit Challenge were more than happy with the radio communications support that he, Nick, provided at the event. The Weiss and South Australian Committee, thank you, Nick, for making the trip from Sydney to cover this event for us, and the committee is truly grateful. Just a reminder and note for your diaries that on Sunday the 6th of June at 2000 hours, the Weiss and SA Radio Net on the Link Repeating Network for Weiss and members and friends will be held again. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month and facilitated by Tony, VK5FPIC. So drop in and say good day from 2000 hours on the Link Repeating Network, which is on Sunday the 6th of June. So put that note in your diaries now. All hams, young and old, are welcome, and all you need is an amateur radio licence to participate on the night. Another great event not to be missed is on Saturday the 17th of July, which is a free barbecue and social get-together down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities at Anderson Avenue, North Glenelg, at 11 a.m, and a guest speaker will be presenting on the day. So stay tuned for more information in the coming month. There will also be a debrief and breakdown on the Rally of the Heartland, and all are invited to this event, including the free barbecue and soft drinks. So put the date in your diary now, Saturday the 7th of July at 11 a.m, and I look forward to seeing being your host and your chef again. On that note, this has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Weiss South Australia Committee, saying 73, stay safe all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night was the general meeting of the North East Radio Club, and as a special treat for everybody, Steve, VK5SFA, showed us all the secrets of his new ICOM IC705. He went through all the different menus and how you set things up, and the various functions, and also a lot of accessories that he's bought for it as well, including some nice stuff to go pedestrian portable or up onto the parks or peaks. Nice little antenna system that can be connected to a backpack. And all this was really greatly appreciated by the crowd, and received a good ovation at the end of it. So thank you very much, Steve. That was very good to see some of the latest technology from ICOM. And I don't know about the rest of you, but yeah, I'll have to get out and go and collect a lot of cans and bottles to get up the cash for a new ICOM IC705. Hi, hi. Now, after you've finished listening to the broadcast this morning, go up to the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum at 3 Perseverance Road, Tea Tree Gully, and have a look at the Post Office and Telegraph Station Heritage Sunday. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes through to 4 p.m. And this post office and telegraph station was opened in 1880. And at 11:30, there's going to be a recreation of the opening ceremony that took place back then. Now, the Northeast Radio Club will be in attendance to show how Morse code messages were sent, and also to demonstrate two-way radio. Now, all the rooms of the Heritage Building are open for display, and there will also be some outside pavilions showing other items of interest, and there will be plenty of catering available as well. And of course, the SA Health COVID rules apply there, so don't forget to register your QR code. So entry is $5 for adults, $4 for concession, and kids get in for free. So get along there this morning to the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum and see the celebration of the heritage of the post office and telegraph station there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.